Welcome to the Mac Center at Kent State University, where today the NIU women's basketball team embarks on a two-game road trip. The Huskies try to break a seven-game losing streak. They'll take on the Kent State Golden Flashes here this afternoon. This is the Countdown to Tip-Off, presented by Midwest Orthopedic Institute. The Midwest Orthopedic Institute, proud to be the team behind the team, supporting Husky athletics both on and off the court. For more information, call 815-758-0000, or you can visit m-o-i.com. Hi, everybody. Brendan Gulick filling in for Andy Garcia this afternoon. Mike Fox is back in our WSQR studios today. Huskies come into today's game. They've got a 10-11 record overall, but just 2-8 in conference play after a tough loss to the Miami Redhawks on Wednesday night, 77-62, the final at home against Miami. It was kind of the outlier in this recent tough seven-game stretch because almost all of the games have been within 5 points, but the game against Miami was a little bit more lopsided, a 15-point difference. The good news is it's the second meeting of the season against Kent State, and the Huskies won the first time around. Back on January 3rd at home, they beat Kent State 81-79 when Courtney Woods went crazy. She had one of the best games of her career, 39 points, 11 of 19 from the floor. She hit 7 of 10 threes and 10 of 12 from the free throw line. She has continued that pace throughout the course of the year, one of the top 15 scorers in the country, and she leads the MAC with more than 20 per game. So hopefully Courtney Woods can catapult this NIU team to victory here this afternoon. The Golden Flashes of Kent State, well, they're also right around the 500 mark on the year. They're at 11-11. They're 4-6 in MAC play after blowing out Bowling Green Wednesday night, 81-57. Golden Flashes started the second half of the MAC with a big win. They closed the first period of that game Wednesday night on a 19-2 run. They built their lead to as many as 29 points. Jordan Karinick led the way, had a career-high 36 with 9 rebounds as well. Allie Poole and McKenna Stevens each played well, and they helped the Flashes to a season-high 32 bench points. Mentioned Karinick, she's the MAC's third leading scorer and easily the star to watch for the Golden Flashes. She is one of the best free throw shooters in the country, second nationally with 143 free throws connected on this year. So you've got two teams right around the 500 mark. Obviously, Kent State fell 2 points short the last time they met, and the Huskies are certainly hoping for better fortunes when they take the floor this afternoon. We've got a slightly different-looking starting lineup, so we hope you'll stay tuned for that. But coming up on the Midwest Orthopedic Institute Husky Basketball pregame show, we'll have the Hy-Vee starting lineups and the Northwestern Medicine injury report. But next, you hear from head coach Lisa Carlson as we get you ready for the Huskies and the Flashes. You're listening to NIU Women's Basketball from Learfield. Welcome back inside Mac Center in Kent, Ohio. I'm Brendan Gulick. This is the Countdown to Tip-Off presented by Midwest Orthopedic Institute. Time to talk with head coach Lisa Carlson as the Huskies get ready for the Kent State Golden Flashes. And coach, obviously things have not gone well in the win column lately, but it doesn't mean you haven't been in games. In fact, most of the games in this losing streak have been one or two possession games. What's the mentality in the locker room when you've got a team that's so close to getting over that hump but just can't get it done yet?
Well, I think that's the positive thing is we've been able to be really competitive against some of the best teams in the league. So, you know, the kids understand that. They understand that it's a grind for 40 minutes every time on the floor. And they do understand how close we are. So, you know, our preparation doesn't change as far as what we're trying to do against the opponent. And we just hope that we're going to make more positive plays than they are.
You played Kent State earlier in the year and were able to beat them. Also a close game and a fun game, obviously, back at your place. What'd you learn about Kent the first time around?
Well, I think, obviously, anytime you play Kent, you're going to get a really well-coached ball club. And we've had some pretty historic games against them just in the last couple years since Todd's been here. So we know it's going to be exciting. We know it's going to be well-coached and well-played and entertaining for sure for the fans.
How about the fact that they are one of the better free throw shooting teams in the country? Obviously, they have one player in particular who contributes a lot to that. But as a team, they connect well from the line. I have to imagine that at some point that's part of their game plan. So how do you try to counter a team that's, you know, maybe trying to draw fouls?
Well, I don't know if you necessarily counter, but you definitely make that a point of emphasis. But defensively, you got to move your feet and defend without fouling, because they're almost automatic at the line, and obviously you don't want to put them there and give them the easy ones. You got to make them earn everything on the floor.
Courtney Woods having a really special season. She continues to be a pretty amazing player, not just in the conference but out of conference, one of the top 15 scorers in the country. How have you seen her game evolve?
I think the biggest thing when you look at Courtney's game now is she became more than just a spot-up shooter. You know, when she was she started a lot for us as a freshman, and she was known as that three-point threat. What she's done in the last, especially over the last year, because we know that she's a focal point of everybody's game plan, she's done a much better job of finding ways to score off the bounce. And I think that's what makes her a tough matchup, is she's not just a three-point shooter. She's definitely somebody who can get to the rim as well.
How about the fact that she had a career night against Kent the last time, almost a 40-point game. She almost had a shoot-off, if you will, with Karinek for the Flashes. Do you expect those same kinds of things from her every night, or is it really just a matter of, you know, whatever she can do on any given night?
Well, I think you're always going to see those two play well. I mean, they're the focal point of each other's teams, and so we're going to do everything we can to put the ball in Courtney's hands as much as possible, and I'm sure that they're going to do everything they can to put the ball in Jordan's hands. That's just part of what each team does. You know, what they do with it, they've proven that they're prolific scorers, so I don't anticipate it being any different tonight.
How about some of the subtle differences when you play a team for a second time? Sure, you get to see all the film that, you know, that they played against other teams, but I'm sure you went back and watched, you know, your game against them. Do you expect them to do anything different, or have you changed maybe anything on your side?
I think when you play a team the second time and the first game was so close, there's a reason why you put the game plan in. So most of the time, it's just going to be tweaking it a little bit and hopefully refining what you thought worked the first time. So I don't anticipate there being huge differences. Most teams are going to try and stick with their strengths because that's what the kids should be the best at. So especially when the first game was as good as it was and as close as it was, we're not going to do a ton different, and I would anticipate that Todd won't either.
Lisa Carlson, our pregame guest. Coach, you've lost a couple players that have certainly impacted the way this team has been able to maybe get into a rhythm. How do you try and work through injuries when some of those things are just out of your control?
Well, I think you just have to stay positive about it. It's one of those situations where if you let it become an excuse or let it become a distraction, then it can really have a negative effect. You're right. I mean, we aren't the same team that we were the first time we played Kent when Maya was playing. We weren't the same team then that we were when John A. was playing. But that's part of the game, and that's part of basketball. And you just got to kind of roll with it. Continuing to have the next person up mentality is really, really important, because it does open the door for opportunities for other people to get more playing time and step on the floor and show what they're able to do.
Thanks for your time. Good luck.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks.
All right. That's head coach Lisa Carlson. This is Countdown to Tip-Off, presented by Midwest Orthopedic Institute. Midwest Orthopedic Institute are the official team physicians of NIU Athletics. For more information, call 815-758-QUAD-0 or visit m-o-i.com. Coming up next, the starting lineups and the opening tip. It's the Huskies and the Flashes from the Mac Center in Kent. This is NIU Women's Basketball from Learfield.
Beautiful rendition of our national anthem, thanks to the pep band here at Kent State. And so our pregame coverage continues, brought to you by the Midwest Orthopedic Institute. They're the official team physicians of NIU Athletics. For more information, call 815-758-0000 or visit m-o-i.com. We are closing in on our opening tip this afternoon from Kent, Ohio, where the Golden Flashes and the Huskies are just now being introduced here on the floor. And so with that, let's take a look quickly at today's injury report brought to you by Northwestern Medicine. Unfortunately for the Huskies, the same two young ladies that have been out for a little while will remain out. Maya Starks and Janae Poisson both have season-ending knee injuries. Again, that was today's injury report brought to you by Northwestern Medicine. And with that, we turn it over to the Hy-Vee starting lineups. These starting lineups brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. We'll start with the Huskies. At guard, a freshman from Kent in the UK, Gabby Nicotiniati. 5'11 guard. She's having a pretty solid season so far. She's making her first start of the season. At guard, a junior and one of the top scorers in women's college basketball, it's Courtney Woods, a young lady from Australia. She is the 13th leading scorer in the country and leads the MAC with 21-plus per game. Another freshman making her starting debut. It's 6'1 freshman from Plainfield, Indiana, Riley Blackwell. At guard, a junior from Slinger, Wisconsin, Michaela Voigt. Voigt third on the team at 14 points per game. She's also grabbing 3.5 rebounds per night and leads the team with 97 assists on the year. And lastly, a 6'1 senior forward from Heartland, Wisconsin, Kelly Smith, who is the team's second leading scorer, more than 16 per night. She's grabbing 6 rebounds per game and has a team-leading 17 block shots. So for the Huskies, Nicotiniety, Woods, Blackwell, Voigt, and Smith for third-year head coach Lisa Carlson. She's assisted by John McGinty, Adam Tandez, Marissa Casa, and Quinn Rear. For the Kent State Golden Flashes, at guard, a freshman from Charlotte, North Carolina, Erin Thames. She's making her second career start after starting the game on Wednesday against Bowling Green. At forward, a graduate student from Uniontown Lake, McKenna Stevens, who's had a really nice season, 10 points per game, 6.5 rebounds per night. She's the only grad student on their roster. At guard, a junior from Pittsburgh. She went to Chartiers Valley High School, Alexa Golden. Golden started every game so far this year, 8 points, 6 rebounds per night. At guard, a redshirt sophomore from Farmington Hills. She went to North Farmington High School, Megan Carter. Carter's only playing in her 11th game of the year, making her second start, but she is definitely one of their better players, and they need her on the floor. That's part of the reason the Golden Flashes have had a tough year. Carter's averaging 11 a night in her 10 games prior. And Kent State's Golden Flash, maybe their best player. It's Jordan Karinick, a 6'3 senior from Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. She went to the same high school LeBron James attended, St. Vincent St. Mary in Akron. Jordan Karinick is one of the best free throw shooters in the country. She scores 21 points per game, and she is easily the most important player that the opposition tries to stop for Kent State. So it's Erin Thames, McKenna Stevens, Alexa Golden, Megan Carter, and Jordan Karinick. For head coach Todd Starkey, the MAC Coach of the Year a year ago, in his second year at Kent, 11th season as a head coach. Those were the starting lineups for today's game, brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Our officials this afternoon, Barb Smith, Bob Domenico, and Todd Moistner. Huskies in their visiting black tops, black shorts, red numbers and letters trimmed in white. The Golden Flashes have white tops on with white shorts. Navy numbers and letters trimmed in gold. It says Kent State across the front of their chest. The Huskies with the big, bold NIU across the front of theirs. Kent State Golden Flash logo faces away from us at the scores table at midcourt with a couple of big gold lightning bolts on the floor. They always do it pretty well here in Kent. It's a nice game day atmosphere and some good sportsmanship up front with Kelly Smith and Jordan Karinick shaking hands at the center circle. I don't see that all that often. Here we go, opening tip with the Huskies going right to left. It's controlled by Kent State, and off we go inside the MAC Center. Huskies on defense, defending the hoop off to our right at the outset of the first quarter.